CFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Right here.
You take the chorus stop.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight.
Hello, TFYLP, episode 198. I am your host, Megamus. With me tonight is Headmaster Don.
Hey, buddy.
Maroni Prime.
Hi, everyone.
And Bryce CCEEE.
What's up?
Back from a hiatus. Or highness or hininess, I guess. Back from a break. So, I was curious, since we did our introductions, Headmaster Don. Can you give us a little bit of insight on that? Why is your name Headmaster Don?
Well, I'm somewhat known for asking a certain question for several years at BotCon, and actually the fandom as a whole kind of named me. I never really picked that as a name because I never thought I would be anything more than just a fan. You know, I thought I'd just be, oh, he's that fat, annoying guy, you know, or something like along those lines. But just over the years with me asking the question, that's just what people name me. And so it just kind of stuck. It stuck.
I just figured because Macho Man Randy Savage was already taken.
That and I don't like Slim Jims, so you know.
Oh my God! How could you not like Slim Jims?
Well, I'll
Holy
eat them.
Crap.
Okay, they're not my first process. I like those. You know those little pickled sausages you get in the little red pickled sausages.
Oh, the firecrackers.
No, well, like Penrose and stuff like that. Yeah, I prefer those to a pinwheel to a not a pinwheel.
Slim Jim.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to say, as far as congealed fat and processed meat goes, Slim Jim's pretty good.
I'm pretty fond of my namesake.
I never could. What's up with that? Go with it. Come on, let me hear it. What's up with that?
It just kind of happened. You know, I mean.
Famous words, it just kind of
happened. Bad for your health.
You know, accidents and 9 months later happen, you know. That happened too.
don't eat that.
By choice. And then Brycey, I'm assuming it's only because it's so damn cold up there. And your name.
How
you got your name?
A bit of being cold and a bit of stuff I don't talk about online.
Oh, let's just be really cute about it. It's because it's ice. That's what we're going with. We're sticking to it.
It's sort of like, it's ice. It's everywhere. Get used to it.
It's exactly right. So, now the reason I was asking, because Headmaster Don, Headmaster is going to be our topic tonight.
Excuse me, please.
And I thought that'd be a nice segue into that. With all the new stuff that Hasbro's bringing out, this big gimmick of Headmasters, you know,
Titan Masters, yeah.
Just brand new, never before thought about gimmick.
Well,
right?
Not at this level of interchangeability. Because, you know, in G1, your larger headmasters all were interchangeable, and they had the matching tech specs to their appropriate head. But this Titan Master line has even gone a lot deeper down the rabbit hole with everything being interchangeable across the whole play pattern, which is pretty – of all the gimmicks they could have picked, the last time we saw anything like this was basically Armada with the introduction of Minicons, mm-hmm. as far as being a gimmick-wide that worked across the board for all the figures. Now, maybe not every Minicon fit every figure, but from a technical standpoint, the Minicons could activate the features. So you've got the same thing here. It's just the downside is that we're getting some headmasters that weren't headmasters.
Yeah, that was one of the topics that I was kind of wanting to ask you what your opinion was. I mean, it seems to me like we had other gimmicks in G1, you know, Target Masters and Power Masters, and instead of going with those features, they just kind of rolled them all into headmasters.
Yeah. Well, being the old man of the group,
By far.
I am kind of... Oh, and again, that was I did forget that we did have headmasters with Sideways, and also Rapid Run, the recolor of him as well.
Animated also.
And that don't if it had transformed in the show like it did in the later seasons, maybe. And Omega Supreme and Omega Sentinel, that's true too.
Right.
But overall, I can understand from a Hasbro technical side, using one play pattern across the board makes sense from an economic standpoint. That way you just don't have a lot of different pieces that don't have, say, you know, some characters might not be able to hold a Target Master, or if it was a Power Master, you couldn't use it on a non-Power Master figure in some way. So across the board, all your headmasters fit all your characters, which is great for the kids because you've got just, you know, a lot of interchangeability. But sure, for an old school fan like me, I do kind of like Getaway that was recently revealed. Him being a headmaster, it's not bad, but I'm hoping whatever fiction there is accompanying the toys or whatever universe is built around this explains why they're all headmasters. Because some characters like Hot Rod that was revealed today, I don't see why he would need to be a headmaster, whereas with his personality and characteristics, being a Target Master or a Power Master as a new toy to me makes more sense. But I completely understand from a Hasbro standpoint, it's generic heads across the line for, you know, ease of production.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But the problem is, and we've ran into this before, when they mess with characters that we know and that we love, and they mess with them, even like this, you know, I mean, let's take, for example, Hot Rod. There's a lot of people, we know one person in particular that's on the staff that's very partial to Hot Rod. And just I'm wondering, is he okay with the fact of Hot Rod, which was also Target Master, now being a headmaster? You know, I mean, you're messing with the canon there.
Well, you're basically messing with nostalgia, which is always a dangerous thing. It's like, gee, here's this live grenade that will set off a whole huge amount of our fan base. Let's pull the pin and see what happens. You know, so, you know, you're kind of looking at that of a standpoint.
Well, but too, we all know that fans don't lash out. I mean, they just...
Oh, no, we're all...
They roll with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're fine that way.
There have been plenty of instances in the past where they got to update something, and it's like, pick up grenade, pull pin, count to three, throw a pin.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, there's always the famous, let's kill off Optimus and let's go a completely different route. And we all know how that worked out.
Yes.
But,
Everyone was happy. So
yeah, they celebrated.
That's right.
Fireworks.
No, that was Prom's Exploding Corpse. Sorry.
Which time?
which
pick,
time?
Pick correct. One. Pick one. But
yes.
Now, it's interesting that we're getting some characters as heads that don't have matching bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe Jim has one in particular that he's a little partial to.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
And that's...
Well, as a child, had kind of a family mishap, and one of the first Transformers I received immediately following this event was a Decepticon headmaster called Horrid Bull. And it was a gray and blue bull with pink horns, and the little Transformer partner that became its head was named Kreb. And in the New Titans Return line, we are receiving an updated version of Kreb called Terrible. No bull body, no robot mode, just the head that turns into the partner, and that's it. I mean, it comes with a little some sort of little vehicle that looking thing. But even so, it's nice to see that character at least acknowledged that,
yeah.
You know, that they thought of that.
And
I would like to see them bring it back in a more complete fashion later on, if possible, which I asked about at BotCon during the Hasbro panel. And they essentially equated it to say never say never.
Right, which is probably, you know, because if we look back over the last, let's say, 10 years, that's how long live action movies have been. Live action movies are up 10 years old next year, folks.
Next year.
But they have.
You had to remind me of that.
Yeah, I know. But they've also gave us a metric crap ton of capital to get stuff that we would never probably get otherwise, especially in Generations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's. Oh, and by the way, a horrible is also would be a wonderful name for a Cowboys of Moon Mesa character too. But anyway, you know, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see people from the third party world that are looking at these heads with no bodies, doing bodies. Like, for example, it'll be a smaller scale horrible, but it might come with a different style head, but it'll be colored so you can use your Titan Master head to make a Headmaster Junior, you know, horrible. So I think we're going to see some of the third parties stepping up to give us these transectors, which Hasbro used the term transector in the panel, and I was blown away. It's like, yes, they have actually – they know – the mythos between the bodies and the heads, as far as the Japanese, probably working with Takara for their, probably somewhere in the explanation of why Takara was doing headmaster style cartoon heads for their United release,
yeah,
versus what we were getting that was the more toy accurate.
No, you worried me there for a second when you said they use the term transsector. I thought you meant like on some packaging or some official documentation.
Oh, no, but I'm saying the Hasbro guys know. I mean, they know that we've got a mixed match of bodies and heads,
right,
that don't have matching partners yet. Like Nightbeat.
Yeah.
You know, we have a Nightbeat but no body.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them pulling Unite Warriors and just making bodies themselves with Takara versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they've already used the Chrome Dome mold for Getaway,
yeah.
So there's no reason they probably couldn't use that same or a variation of that for Nightbeat, which I'm sure would please a lot of fans, because the last Nightbeat we got was from the Bumblebee.
Generations.
The Generations.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now, this here is pure speculation on my part. But one curveball that I can actually foresee them throwing at us is one of the main Autobots that we have not gotten in Combiner Wars. So I mean, we've got Trailbreaker, Prowl, you know, Ironhide, and all these other classic, you know, 84, 85 characters. We have not gotten the Jazz. And if you guys remember G1, both Jazz and Nightbeat, I believe, were, if I'm not mistaken, Porsche 935 Turbos, were they not?
Well, see, that's why on the comic cover of that Generations Nightbeat, mm-hmm. it's the jazz mold in those colors. Because they were going to, but when you look at that jazz mold, the amount of plastic in it versus yeah. what they were doing at the time, they probably would have lost money on every one of those Nightbeat figures they sold using the jazz mold.
Yeah.
Because Nightbeat, you really got to paint. You can't just mold him in blue plastic and call him Nightbeat.
All right, but so you would be okay with him doing a Headmaster's Jazz?
Absolutely. I love the idea.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they could release the figure and the little head could be called Buster. Or no, Scatman or something.
Or
Blaster. My bad.
Or a Hong Kong Fooey or whatever the case may be.
Right. Some nod to that. I think would be wonderful if they did that.
But I have no problem with non-headmasters being headmasters, but just the way that I feel about the Collectors Club, the fiction being a necessary part of setting up each year's set where it falls in the realm. The fiction surrounding why these are Titan Masters is going to be kind of important. So I'm hoping there's some fiction either on the side of the box as a blurb, something online that is like a backstory or a canon. And I apologize. Apparently Massey has seen something outside that he does not like. And since the air conditioning is on, the windows are down. So he is not happy right now. So
sounds like it.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I'm going to ask is because they know they're taking non-headmaster characters and making them headmasters. I'm just hoping there's a reason for it. If there's not, who cares? Because the kids are going to see the play pattern of, ooh, let's put this guy on this guy. Mm-hmm. Ooh, he's cool. Well, his head got ripped off. Let's put someone else on there. You know.
Well, one thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to throw a couple of the our listener questions in.
Sure.
And the one I'm going to direct right at Don. Victor asks, question, what does Hasbro Takara going to take away all the gimmicks that made characters unique? Basically asking, is it by putting everyone into one gimmick, is that going to take away from them personally, their personality? You know, I mean, I always thought it was neat, just a little side thing. I always liked Target Master Blur. And to me, he was more like a sniper. And to have the Target Master to me made sense.
Yeah. And it's sort of weird with Blur being able to stand still long enough to actually snipe somebody.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think – because when they're in robot mode, they're still them, you know. And I think if you just look at it from being a regular Transformer and not worrying about the Headmaster gimmick, it's not going to cause a problem because it's still Hot Rod and Robot. He still looks like Hot Rod would look. Now, if we go back to actual bios on the back instead of like three-line blurbs – and
which is what we hope.
Which we hope.
The bios.
Yeah. If we go back to that and then something in the bio is completely not Hot Rod, either a statistic, a characteristic, a personality trait, then we might have a problem. But again, that's for us people that remember the originals and not looking at it from a standpoint of interchangeable heads, easy play pattern for the kids.
Right, but if you'll remember when the first time they did this, they also had a nice comic going along with it to help with the explanations.
Yeah.
So they kind of had a crutch. I mean, it's the simple fact of what you just said is that even though the Headmasters are the same character, well, in the comic they weren't. The comic they weren't. The heads were different. The heads were the Nebulons.
Yeah. So
they were separate from the robot. The robot remained in the chassis. It wasn't the head. So in that sense, yes, you are changing the characters.
Unless you go by the Japanese.
Yeah,
but really, then there's also the Japanese way. And Bryce, go ahead. In the Japanese series, how did it work? It wasn't the Nebulons.
No, they're the small Transformers were piloting the Transectors, which weren't alive.
So basically, in Japan, Hot Rod, Blur, and all them, or whoever, the characters would be the head, and these would just be like armored suits, bodies.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you've got two different ways that they could do it, just from nostalgia point of view, or they could do whatever their, you know, their own way. Right. And that's, you know, kind of, I see where Victor's coming from, is that might take away from the characters, depending on how they do it. And then right off the bat, Donnie states, we do need a headmaster or Hot Rod. So there's your Hot Rod endorsement right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm almost tempted to say that if they have a headmaster or Hot Rod, the best person to use is Daniel, but that also would cause some confusion later on if we get what Hasbro. Yeah, if we get what Hasbro hinted at to me at BotCon down the road, two Daniels with two different characters, with two different headmasters would be kind of weird.
Right. Let's see.
Maybe they could call his headmaster Judd or something.
Well, here's something. Mike says, why does all the new stuff have to be headmasters? And all the extra headmaster sets is too much, in his opinion. Well, one thing I was thinking of, they were talking about, and I think you kind of said it too, is they plan on doing heads by themselves, correct?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure, yeah.
Now, here we go. I'm going to pop up a link, share it here. And does anyone remember these?
Absolutely.
If I had $4,500 at BotCon a couple of years ago, I could have bought the set of eight from Tony Prito.
Well, there you go. This is for those that are going to be listening on our audio. This was the original six Japanese only headmasters that came. They came individually. They did not come with a body. You could buy them individually. And then they also made them random pack in white, correct? Bryce, wasn't that random how they did that?
Either random pack or there's another rumor that it was like a coloring contest that you got it with the throttle bot or some shit, colored it and sent it back.
So there's really no definitive answer?
No, not yet.
Probably kind of like Wonder Bread He-Man, you know.
That always comes to mind, and that's with the He-Man groups, that's a big hot topic right there. So,
but I'll be honest though, I think because if you're going to have a line wide gimmick,
yes,
and it does not interfere with a toy like Minicons did, you know, and again, to those people that like Armada, you know, I'm not going to, this isn't a bash against Armada. It's just a lot of the toys were compromised because of the Minicon gimmick.
I agree.
So, you know, I think that's just a safe thing to say. If you had Power Master, if you had Power Masters as a gimmick, you'd have to have cars and probably jets. You really couldn't do animals because it wouldn't make a lot of sense to have Power Master animals. I mean, if they were robotic animals, maybe. Plus, you'd have to have more moving parts with joints and, you know, turning into engines and perhaps things such as that. Target Masters are guns. It's a line of robots fighting each other, but when everybody turns into a gun, that may be a problem for some parent groups that there's just all these guns everywhere. So having them as heads may be the safest bet to avoid any, you know, issues with parent groups or keeping down the moving parts. Plus, it might also offer the most interchangeability because you might not be able to fit a gun on every character, and every character might not have a place you could put an engine. So... Yeah.
I have to say, I am now that you mentioned that, I'm totally wanting a headmaster lockdown where the headmaster just becomes a gun for the head.
Well, many years ago, this is a slight tangent. Many years ago when I was 17, this was 87, I'm sorry. 86. This was 86. This was before the movie. I sent into Hasbro a design for a Transformer figure that was based on the GoBot Fightor, but with some tweaks, and I called him Air Raid. Now, seven months to a year later, we get the Aerial Bots. You know, I don't know if that's a thing or not. It's just what happened. But I did have an idea that I did not ever send in, was basically Triple Masters. You had a figure that came with it was three different Nebulans, and each one could become a gun, a head, or an engine. And, you know, like one engine had more power, one engine had more speed, one engine did like invisibility. Each head was, one was a brawler, one was a scientist, one was, you know, something else. And then you had the three different guns. So you could have basically one character with three different kinds of heads, three different kinds of guns, three different kinds of engines. You know, so any one of the three could be whatever. And I was going to call them Triple Masters. Huh. You know, so I would like to have seen, you know, something like this where the heads could be more than just.
And just, you did that in 86?
Yeah, I did that. I was thinking of that, you know, 86, 87.
Would that be right around the time that Double Dealer came out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was around that time. I think I had read the four-issue miniseries from Marvel, but I don't remember if I'd seen Rebirth yet or not.
That kind of sounds along the same line as that, just to a broader extent.
Yeah.
To where two Power Masters could change him not only by factions, but into two different transformations.
Exactly. And the reason I brought that up is I would like to see at some point maybe some of these larger Titan Masters have maybe a Power Master, maybe a Target Master, if they want to add just a little variety. But again, going with one gimmick across the line makes more sense from a production standpoint and just the ease of interchangeability.
Okay, well, since you said that, let me bounce down to it. I was going down the line with our questions, but that sounds a lot like, if I could find it, here it is. Antoine Lewis says.
Hey, Antoine.
Yeah. You say you think the upcoming Titan-class Triptychon is going to be a Titan Master. I think that would not sit well with most fans if he is, but personally, I don't care. Well, that got into a little mini discussion. People were, like, freaking out. They're like, the Dino Head could turn into a deluxe toy. And one of them even said, well, what was the name of the little robot that he came with?
Full Tilt. Full Tilt.
Why not name it Full Tilt? You'd have a little deluxe that would turn into the Dino Head. And I'm sitting here reading this going, that's pretty damn neat. That's a neat idea. Mm-hmm. Yep.
A little Dino Car.
Yep. Well, and then you also have, and it could be a triple changer too, in my opinion. It would go from the head to the little robot, and then it could flip over and become the cannon that we got, the little laser cannon. It could even satisfy that portion. So, I mean, there's just so much.
I think I'll go back.
I'm sorry, Brent, Jim in the chat just said, I'm a dino car, vroom, vroom.
Yes.
If you guys have seen the newer version of RID where Grimlock is this green T-Rex for some reason.
Yes.
There was an episode where they tried to disguise him as a car, so he put on some like truck parts or car parts and was rolling around the base there saying, I'm a dino car.
Yeah. Spoiler, he actually adapts a crane disguise later on in the season.
Doesn't look a thing like the bird.
But, you know, definitely, you know, if Triptychon is part of Titan Masters and he does have the triple changing gimmick, I'm guessing dinosaur base and a city mode of sorts.
Right, just like the original.
Yeah, or maybe you could have some kind of jet-ish mode possible. Yes. You know,
I don't like that. I don't like that idea. I mean, he didn't have it in the original. I don't see why he needs to have it now. I can understand having the base mode and the attack mode and the
grab mode. Remember, Titan Master Galvatron also has a jet mode, and if he didn't have one originally. So again, well,
I disagree with that too.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, if you're going to give like two out of the three modes the nostalgic treatment, do something new with the third mode, but you still got two modes that are the same.
The whole idea is how much play value can you get out of it too, and I understand that. You add one more mode, you add one more, you know, a little more fun.
Besides, flying jet dino fighter, you know, that would be kind of interesting.
Sounds like a pretty cool anime.
Sounds like Power Rangers to me.
Right. But with the Galvatron, the only thing I could wrap my brain around as far as that jet mode is maybe because of its design and resemblance that they were incorporating a little bit of Energon Megatron into that as well, and that might be why they chose a jet to go with.
Possibly, because it's weird. With Energon Megatron, I hated the white version and sold it not long after I bought it.
I had both.
The purple version, I think that Energon Galvatron is one of the best examples of color making a mold.
Absolutely.
Because in the white, it's so blah, but in the purple and orange, I love it. But again, it's nostalgia from it being Galvatron, and Galvatron has to be the purple and orange.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the next we had, let's see, who is this? Anthony says, I love Headmasters. It's my favorite line in Transformers, but I don't like the fact that there are non-traditional Headmasters becoming Headmasters. For example, Headmaster Getaway, Gateway. Maybe when I see it in person, it'll change my mind. What do you guys think? Well, I'm popped up a picture of it.
Oh, he corrected later. It was Getaway.
I thought it was. It's Getaway. Yeah. So here it is.
Like Chrome, though.
And
yeah.
Yeah, so this is just a redeco of the Chrome Dome, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and for anyone that is saying that's a really blah design, Getaway has a really blah design.
Yeah, I mean, so
that's very G1 accurate.
There you go, right there.
Yeah.
It is. It's not much to look at.
But he is my favorite Power Master. He's always been my favorite Power Master. I was gonna do a custom 1 year and recolor him as like RID 1.0 Optimus gets recreated into a sports car, and I was gonna repaint him as like RID Optimus and have his Power Master be Ty.
Huh.
But I never really got around to even trying that.
The only thing, in my opinion, that I think they should change is the Headmaster.
Well,
I think if you're going to go straight G1-ish, Headmaster was red, wasn't
right. Well, again, I think this is where we're going to have to separate our love of nostalgia, seeing old toys done with new technology versus what would this do? What would this fracture the line into more pieces than it needs to be by having something that wasn't a Headmaster?
Well, my thought on that is I'm okay with the whole Titan Master thing and everybody being a Headmaster. Cause if you think back to G1, I mean, the partner would have to attach in one way or another to the larger robot, the Transtector, to increase X amount of stats, strength, intelligence, speed, firepower, what have you. And honestly, that could all still be accomplished all the same with a Headmaster. Because like for Target Masters, for instance, okay, relying on a gun that's in your hand to do the aiming for you, your arm could still be shaky or any number of factors. But if it's your head, then that's going to factor into your concentration, your focus, and you'll still be able to aim better as a result. You'll have better motor control, and senses will be heightened overall. So it could still accomplish the same thing, but on a broader range, because it's not just affecting the Target Master characters; it's affecting all the characters that have that modular head capability now. So I'm okay with it. I think it's nice to see previously non-Headmaster, non-Target Master characters in there as well to kind of change it up a bit.
Well, Bryce, I'll say, Bryce, what do you think as far as that goes?
I love me some Power Masters.
There you go.
It won't exist in this line.
Right.
Well, are you okay? I mean, like I said, Getaway was my favorite Power Master. You know, are you okay with him being a headmaster in this, or
do you? I would prefer more like Earth mode than a white Chrome Dome. So he had a really nice sports car mode, and
yeah, Chrome Dome was the.
So you would have been all right with it if they picked a different model to use.
Pretty much.
Well, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. I'm actually the opposite way. Right here is Trigger Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at this, and Trigger Happy is now a happy little headmaster. And he's one of my favorites. I've always thought that was neat. I like the G1 mold. And this looks really, really close to it. Does. Would I be happier if he was a target master? Yes. But I'm okay with it being a headmaster because this looks so much like the G1 character, I can live with it. So I'm actually looking at it, what you just said, in the reversal. I'm okay with it because this one does look so much like the G1.
Yeah, Trigger Happy I really like.
Well, there was another one too, and I'm going to get to it if I can find the picture here. Yeah, that one's already been talked about here, but and I'm in the same way. This is another character that was not a headmaster, but in my opinion, because it works, I'm okay with it. And tell me what you guys think. Double Cross.
That was a surprise because I love the Monster Bots, but they haven't crossed my mind for years because there's just been no real place to fit them in, except maybe as beasts during, you know, Cybertron or something else.
Absolutely.
But
yeah, but see, I loved them. I loved the little spark gimmick. I always thought it was really neat. He wasn't my favorite, but I did like him. Grotesque was actually, I thought, the neatest. But
I always like Repugnus okay with best.
That. Which one?
Repugnus.
Repugnus. And he's a bug.
Well, just to really get the transformation of him.
He's a bug. But in any case, you look at this, I look at this, and I go, that's G1 all the way. Yeah. I can put that next to the G1, especially the two-headed dragon mode there.
Mm-hmm.
And, buddy, I'm telling you, you give me a pair of beer goggles, and I couldn't tell the difference between the two of them.
Well, now, this also came up earlier in the week. We talked about this, and we're thinking that would be a good center twin if you didn't mind having one-fifth of Abominus.
I agree. Because just like with Skylynx, you know, we were previously under the impression that they weren't going to touch the beast characters at all. You know, it was just going to be cars, trucks, jets, you know, and what have you. But now, you know, we've got a griffin. We've got this two-headed dragon, you know.
We have a griffin, not the purple griffin from Aerial Assault that I still think that, that you know, if
right.
You know, if Fun Pub was able to continue past 2016, I would have loved for them to got the Skylynx mold and been like the purple griffin from Aerial Assault. I'm the only person who wants that, but I thought it would be neat.
I would probably buy it, too.
Well, here's something else that go along those lines. You're talking about taking what they're trying to do G1 characters, and you could actually use the same things into other lines like Cybertron. Yeah. And Antoine says, and since Hot Rod is a whole new figure not retold from anyone, you can paint into Cybertron Hotshot. Is that pronounced Excellion?
Excellion.
Yeah. Excellion.
There you go. And exactly. So if they want to start getting a little nostalgia into the newer lines, which, let's face it, they're starting to become vintage. Yeah. So,
you know, there's a lot of kids out there where Armada and Energon were their first series.
That's their G1.
Yeah. Though to be fair, Excellion was essentially just a Hotshot repaint to resemble Hot Rod in the first place. So it would just come around full circle.
Well, exactly. that's sort of like Doritos making Taco Bell flavored tacos after Taco Bell using Dorito shells for their tacos, it's tacoceptions. It's about the same thing.
So however, I'm sorry, but those are delicious at Taco Bell. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't say they were so delicious. Good. I'm just saying it's just the circle of taco there.
Now wait. Did Taco Bell use the Dorito Taco Bell flavored Doritos to make a Taco Bell taco?
I think that's the next step. I think that's the next step.
My brain hurts.
Wibbly
that was a little much.
At least that double cross, if they're repainted into center twin, will be G1 accurate without the head.
Absolutely.
And the broken one sitting around.
Yeah, I think a lot of people though would be kind of upset. We only got one fifth of the Terracons. You might could do that as Hunger as well. I think it worked better as center twin, but it might work as Hunger as well.
I could see them on down the road doing a Ripper Snapper also as Gnaw the Shark Decon and utilizing that one twice. I think that could work.
Wait a minute now. Call me crazy.
Crazy.
But you take this mold right here,
mm-hmm.
whack those wings off right there, get rid of the two heads, put a bigger head up there, and there's Blot. Get a little tail.
He was a mole, though. Like a top-heavy mole monster.
Well, you know, for Blot, if Hasbro just wants to buy the rights to a troll from the Orden set and just bring that over as Blot, that would be fine.
Oh, because we know they're going to do that.
And, of course, the scale would be wrong.
This scale thing, I don't think it means what you think it means.
Inconceivable. I got to know your all's opinion of this. This is not, you know, breaking news, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are on this.
That's a Megatron.
It's a Megatron.
I wish we could see the alt modes just to sort of. I mean, we're guessing tank.
To see how bad it is. Does anyone else look at this thing and think he is freaking top heavy as hell?
Well, see, that's why I'm guessing. Basically, he's wearing a jet on his back. So he's right. You know, he's got Silverbolt syndrome.
This guy right here, Megatron, has the I missed leg day syndrome.
Well, what I'm noticing in the on the Megatron there, it appears as though the back of the legs are probably hollow, because if you look at the sides, it looks like they just have the flat panel that goes along the outer side.
Yeah, and the legs go back at the knee, and
well, it's got that accordion fold.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is that's probably just them using the mold just to get it out there. And then we'll end up probably getting something like Overlord or Powermaster Gigatron out of it.
Well, the running theory that I'm hearing is, and this could be a Optimus Prime Motormaster kind of thing, where they had a mold that was somebody else, and they decided, hey, we can get a Megatron out of it, so why not? But if you go back to that picture for a second, Megamus.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Got it.
Okay, thanks. Now, if you look at that, who does that remind you of with skinny legs, a top-heavy body, and a turret sticking out of the back?
Blitzwing.
So my guess is, and like I said, the running theory I've been hearing from a lot of corners, this is actually was going to be a Blitzwing originally because of that. That's a very similar silhouette.
So you think maybe this is a triple changer and they'll have a jet?
Yeah, because I mean there's too much mass on the back.
Like he said, wings.
Yes. And legs. And it's a silhouette. I mean there's too much Blitzwing in that silhouette to at least not be a possibility.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing there was going to be a Blitzwing first, and then they realized, hey, we can get a Megatron out of it, just like the Motormaster mold looks much better as Motormaster than it ever did as Optimus.
Yes,
I'm a fan of both incarnations of that mold. I like the blocky, not sleek at all Optimus. It kind of reminds me of more of an 84-ish.
Yeah,
it was more clunky and robotic as opposed to like samurai.
Let me ask you guys this on this picture here. I guess we're all assuming that this is going to be the scope canon, fusion canon.
Yeah.
Does anyone else look at this and think of, I swear, I don't know why, but I keep thinking of Grimlock's tail. I don't know what in the heck this thing could be.
It's a little boat for the headmaster to go on, I think.
Well, if there's a post on the bottom, it could be Blitzwing's sword. If there's a post on the bottom to go.
Yeah. Oh, that looks like a club.
No, I mean.
Up this way?
Okay.
It's probably some kind of weapon and just has the seat of the headmaster in it.
Okay. Because, see, the way the back of that looks to me looks like it's flat.
Yeah, this is a seat.
Yeah.
So I guarantee this guy goes in here.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that he holds it this way, like a club.
But I'm saying if there's a post on the back that we can't see, he could hold it like this.
Yeah.
And it would be Blitzwing's sword.
So this would be the handle here.
Yeah, or a post on the back of it.
Yeah.
So well, in the front of that, at the other end, looks like a post or something he would hold it by.
Correct. That's why I thought
it was probably maybe the closest thing that we're getting with this mold anyway his trademark chain mace.
I think you're pushing that one.
More of a morning star than a mace.
Yeah, I think you're pushing that one. My other question is, I mean, this quasi fusion cannon looks so small, but I'm wondering if there's any way to make this connect to the headmaster. Because I think that would be neat.
Biggest gun ever.
I think you see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Because he is supposed to be a little Megatron here. So you got a little Megatron here. Well, he's got to have his little fusion cannon. If you look off to the side, there is a little bitty pig.
Yeah. Well, see, I think what's going to happen is if this Megatron does have a tank mode, which is fairly sure he does.
Right here.
Yeah. That's going to be a turret on Megatron that the headmaster can operate. Kind of like, you know, a little secondary. Instead of just having a gun as a secondary weapon on top, you've got the man station on top of Megatron's tank mode.
So what you're saying is, I'm going to freeze this picture here. So you're saying that possibly this piece may possibly connect to this piece, and this goes onto the top turret.
Or somewhere on the top surface, exactly. So instead of the headmaster fitting inside Megatron in tank mode, he mans a turret on top. If there is a jet mode in this, there could be a cockpit that the headmaster would reside in.
Here's a thought. Looking at the two weapons, do you suppose maybe the gray part and the black little gun or can or whatever joined together, and then the whole thing locks down into the center of the turret, and that becomes the barrel of the tank?
That's what I was saying. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I believe. I believe that this end would connect to this one, and the whole thing would become a turret on top.
Okay. That's the part where
However, I think that this piece right here, which we're designating as possibly the handle to this Morningstar mace or whatever, is indeed this piece right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This thing just flips onto its back.
Okay.
Then this thing would connect to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure speculation based upon just what I see.
Yeah. See, I was thinking maybe the black piece fit on the front of the turret to make the barrel, and then that little gray piece was just a standalone gun turret that just plugged in. Again, it's all 100% speculation.
Heck, we're allowed to do that.
Yes, we're fans. We can do that.
We can even bitch about what we just said.
Yeah. But speaking of Optimus earlier, do y'all want to talk about Optimus?
Why not?
May as well.
It's there's some interesting things in that Optimus that I think the fans will be.
I'm trying to find some pictures of it now.
Yeah.
I want to say the AllSpark maybe had some up this afternoon.
Let's see. Let me try. Oh, that's because I still have it under there. Hang on. Let's see what Google does for me.
But, you know, I like
better.
You know, the only thing I'm going to say is I hope – I'm trying to phrase this. I don't know – all this stuff that we got is great. I just hope that no one really
is going to lose their head over this, but I can't see these documents not causing an issue.
Losing their head.
I couldn't think of a better way to phrase that.
Here we go. So this is the gentleman you're referring to, correct?
Actually, no. The new Optimus.
The new one. Where is it at?
There's another new Optimus, newer than the new one.
Although I will say, I am glad I sold my Ultra Magnus at BotCon, and I'll be picking up that Optimus.
All right, so this is not the new one you're talking about.
No, there's a new one.
The AllSpark now.
There's a new one.
There's a newer one.
All right, new one.
That extra ER is really important.
Maybe.
Bryce, I'm not crazy, right? There is a newer one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I thought.
I'm on the AllSpark front page, and I'm not seeing it yet. Unite Warriors Computron.
Boy, that we went from zero Computrons to two.
Two and a half. If you factor in the Betatron release of
Scatterbots.
There is one other that I wanted to discuss.
I am getting all of them, all versions.
But real quick before you get that one, what do you guys think of this guy right here?
Blaster? Hardhead. I'll tell you this, and I talked to the designer at Hasbro, and I told him that I could not believe that they were able to make deluxe headmasters with that limited amount of mass look that incredibly awesome. And
yeah, it's...
they all of them look, especially Mind Wipe. Mind Wipe was always my favorite Decepticon headmaster. And the way they've designed him, so where the bat wings fold around the leg, so you don't have, so you've still got his bat wings on the back, but the main wings aren't just sticking off of him. Phenomenal job on the design on that.
So this guy right here.
Yeah. Yeah,
I am digging it. To me, that is G1 all the way. The only thing I don't like, and I'm going to go right back to Jetfire, is I'm sick. Why? Why with the hollowness? Why?
Just cost.
I'll say it again. I'll pay a few bucks more, make it right.
Yeah, but when you're producing this much stuff, you can't be guaranteed that people will be spending the extra money to cover that. So,
consider all of what you're getting also. I mean, you're getting a deluxe body. You're getting a separate figure that becomes the head. You're getting the weaponry, plus you're getting the little accessory vehicle that comes
with it. Well, now remember, that's Takara only. Takara is including the extra vehicle.
So is that the Takara one that's on the screen then?
Yes. The Takara, you get the extra vehicle in the set with the with the Titan Master.
It's a different price point, isn't it?
See, because that little mini vehicle in particular, I was thinking was also going to be released in blue.
Right. Well, see,
is that the companion to one of the Headmasters then?
It is. Well, see, it is. But if you have the version that has the mouthpiece on the head, mm-hmm. that's going to be your Japanese Headmaster design. For the most part, because they're using Headmaster G1 cartoon heads for the Japanese release, obviously, with the small vehicle being included. That's why the price point's a little higher. Basically, it's almost a Voyager price point because you're getting the extra stuff with it.
It was on Sabertron, not AllSpark. I posted the link in the chat.
Yeah. Here's the picture of that Prime.
Yeah, thank you, Brycey. I appreciate that. Well, Brycey, what do you think about? Since you found the picture, what do you think? Because I'm kind of not sure what to make of this to some degree.
I think it's supposed to be like G2 Laser Prime Headmaster. It's all right. I think it'll be painted black.
Yeah. The thing of it is, though,
I'm not getting a good visual feed from Brycey. Is he showing up to everyone else all right?
Well, he's got sharing. the uh, yeah he's got sharing. the uh, screen share up.
Right, and I'm not able to see it on full screen. It's just, it goes to black.
Yeah, it seems fine. I just clicked it to make it big. But go ahead, Brycey.
Okay. I think it'll look good in black.
Like a Nemesis?
Scourge repaint.
Scourge or Nemesis?
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, not that debate. Come on now.
No, no, not that again. They're whatever. The same character. They're the same character.
Mm-mm. Ah, oh, they're different. The faction's different color.
They're the same character in the animation, of course.
Yeah, but here's the thing that really gets me. Look at that optional head.
Mm-hmm.
That's Star Convoy.
Yeah, he's got the Star Convoy chest look, too.
Yeah, that. And if you
look right here.
Yep. Yeah. And if you look inside the legs, and Rob Clay pointed this out on RFC, those look like jet nose cone pieces inside the legs. So if he has a jet mode.
Right.
On the inside.
Yeah, yeah. You see the red on the inside?
Yeah, yeah.
That could be the front part of a nose cone to a jet mode. Mm-hmm. And the running theory is in jet mode, his paint scheme will be very Star Saber-ish.
So do you think that this is made to look more like the G2 Prime with the tall stacks and the first head?
Absolutely.
And the sword?
I think it's to be more of an updated Jinrai. Because I see Star Convoy in there as well, but
I see Star Convoy, but I also see G2 Prime.
Laser Prime.
Elements.
Especially the sword. The sword's very laser prime.
Right. Well, so are the tall stacks and the shoulders.
Now, one thing that I'm noticing, and this could just be me and my eyes being weird, but not the Star Convoy head, but the other one with the larger, more flat faceplate, reminds me a lot of the Power Master Prime that did those live action segments. For the rebirth.
Little
boy he picked up in his hand.
Tommy Kennedy,
Tommy, in the commercial breaks. It reminds me.
Oh, God, what if the headmaster is Tommy Kennedy?
And look,
God, that would be perfect.
Right?
Oh, God.
Are we stretching here or what? Possibly.
I was pushing for Verity to be Fortress Maximus's head in the comics, so she could be that in the toy, but that's not that was pushing it there.
Well, I'm going to lean more towards like Brycey said with the Star Convoy, the chest definitely, the other head, and even the stickers.
Yeah,
the three place stickers are so reminiscent of Star Convoy.
Yeah, but you know what? I think what they've done, and I think this is completely intentional, is they saw a chance to make a prime that homages a lot of the primes at once.
Yes.
I believe, with them knowing about Transectors, that means they've done their homework on the Japanese continuity, because that's not something your average toy designer, with it not really dealing with the U.S. stuff. I think they actually just decided to make one that says, hey.
I think that was decided over at Takara and not at Hasbro.
Probably.
If you get my drift.
If you get my drift.
Possibly.
it's the same thing that we got with Combiner Wars Optimus. There was like 5 and 6 versions of Prime all wrapped up into that one. So I think this is just about the same thing.
Yeah.
But when we were talking about the nose cone, I can honestly see them redoing this into Star Saber. Now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. You know, that way you could have a more affordable Star Saber than the Masterpiece version if you didn't have that one or couldn't get it.
Yeah, the Masterpiece one is so nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Or worst case scenario, if it's not a homage to Star Saber, it could be a homage to Energon Wing Saber.
No.
Why not?
No. Then his shoulders would hurt all the time because all he was doing
this
would
be...
Alrighty.
Now, looking at the robot mode of it on the head, I'm having difficulty deciphering if his head is just extremely wide, or if those are something on his back that just happens to be behind his head, and it looks like it's a wide head.
He said wide head.
Well, because it looks wider than the standard Titan Master heads that we're already seeing. As it, like their legs fold out to the sides or something, like Princess Leia.
Zit. You can name him Zit.
Like robotic cinnamon buns or whatever.
Yeah. Princess Leia buns, I guess. But here's something that's just as a tangent. Mm-hmm. With all the stuff we're seeing here, I mentioned this earlier about us getting third party transectors that we can use Titan Master heads on to give us, you know. But I'm just wondering, can you imagine the amount of add on parts we're going to be seeing for a lot of these figures? Like, an add on set for Megatron to give him the gun and the energy mace, or this Optimus might get a God Bomber power upgrade at some point. With this new Rodimus, are we going to get a new protector armor of sorts? So, not only are we getting a lot of new original product out of Hasbro and Takara officially, this could be a really big boom to the add-on people making these sets. Because I would love a new fans project protector based on this Rodimus. So, not only do we have all this coming in, we have more of the, all the third party built around this as well. Keep it classy, Chow. Keep it classy.
Of course. I can't help it. I swear, as soon as you said it, I kept going, like, oh, God. Okay. Inside
more,
joke.
More than it meets
I'm not tuned to what Hasbro and Takara are really thinking about their products, but I really don't think they have, hey, we can do this so they can make a third party item.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that.
That's on their mind.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, we're getting all this new official product, but don't forget there's going to be a corresponding increase in new third party product because we have a whole new set of figures to build things around.
For sure. But you also have to go on the same Addy that anytime you do something good, someone's going to copy it, and they're fine with that. And I'm fine with that. And
I'm just saying we're getting more than we thought we were getting if you factor in the third party angle.
Technically, we could go all the way back to our discussion of many podcasts ago about the movies, and now we actually need to thank the movies for what they allowed to happen. Yeah. We would not be where we're at because of that.
Exactly.
And that's true.
Now, but Megamus, speaking of movie product and also third party and everything, do you know of anywhere that people could pick up any of this stuff that they might be looking for? Any places you can think of?
I think there's a couple places. Bryce, I haven't heard you say them lately. Do you know them?
Mega Toy Fan sometimes.
Okay, and there might be another?
I think if you want newer stuff, it's Capture Curious, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Not quite the jingle that we need or that we want, but you know what? It gets the point across, and we're good with it.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah, be sure to check out Capture Prey. Great toys, great prizes, great service, CaptureProy.com. Especially with a lot of the newer Combiner War stuff coming out. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for vintage, of course, check out Mega Toy Fan, run by Mega Toy Fan.
Yay. Go team.
Go team Mega.
I never met the guy, but I heard he's pretty awesome.
He is awesome.
And so
I can't
modest.
Say that. I can't say that because the funny
so
part
modest.
Is no, but it's not me. That's actually Jamie's name on the boards. So damn it, I can't say that. Oh, well.
Well, we'll see, when we talk to the people at Master Shooter, there's an entire team of dedicated individuals that work tirelessly at Master Shooter to turn out these great products. And all of them are just this incredible. They think like they're one person. They work that close together with each other to make this product.
That's funny because anytime I talk to one of them, they think like they don't think at all. So, whichever.
Yeah. So.
All right, so, that's the other thing I want to talk about. All right, so, other than Jazz, because that's already been said by Jim, what would you like to see them do? What would you like to see them do next?
I want to let y'all go first.
Okay.
I would like to see Hoist honestly, because we've got Trailbreaker. I think a good mold to use for that would, again, be the Ironhide off-road mold for hoist. I'm disappointed they didn't use the Ratchet First Aid mold for Trailbreaker, though. Being that G1 Trailbreaker had the truck cap, I think that would have worked.
I think we need a new Titan Master mold for those.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, that Combiner Wars mold is perfect, but they could retool the centerpiece instead of having the Combiner port, just have the Titan Master port.
I don't want that mold anymore. That's what I was trying to not say. I've had enough of that mold.
I like the mold. I'm sorry.
All right, Bryce, what do you think?
I wouldn't mind a Snapdragon.
Oh.
Snapdragon would be good.
Headmaster Horicons, that would be...
Ooh, that would be Omnibox. What about the Omnibox?
All right, I actually have two. And you're going to know why I'm going to say two. I'm going to go with the first one. I would like this character only if they put it out instead of Jazz. Not ahead of Jazz, but instead of doing Jazz. I want them to do Wheelie.
We are getting Wheelie.
And the reason I want that is that so people will hate him even more than they do now.
Well, we're already getting Wheelie, remember?
But I want that instead. I actually want them to come out and say that we were going to do Jazz, but instead of Jazz, we're going to do Wheelie.
You are a sadistic piece of
yes.
work. Yeah, you
yes.
know that?
That's true. But no, what I would like is Sharkticon. No.
Yep.
Yep.
I think I don't really care if it was a Headmaster or not, but I would like an updated Sharkticon. I just think it would be neat. I think it'd be also one that people will troop build just like they did with the G1.
Sure.
So why not? I think it's a win-win.
Well, consider you could do the regular Sharkticons. You could do the Sharkticon Jailers. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all the different types. Heck, for that matter, you know, the Titan Masters are like the Headmaster gimmick. They could do a Quintesson, you know, and have five different heads, five different faces for that.
Ooh, you know, like
he's stretching, but that's good.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting gift set idea. You know, each head becomes a different face.
Yeah, five faces of darkness.
Exactly.
Well, what I would like to see, and sit down, this is going to be a big shock, I'm sure.
Holy crap! I'm thinking of it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brace yourselves.
Yeah, because it was hinted at by the Hasbro panel. I'm just hoping. The one thing I'm a little worried about is we didn't see her in this info dump from this past week. So that one, I'm wondering how further out is an RC Titan Master going to be if it's not in what we're seeing here. But I would like to see her. Another thing I would like to see, Dinobots. And I would like for them to combine with the Combiner War ability or whatever new might be coming out to replace that. Because I think it would be a lot of play value. Because if you've got all these Titan War combiners, and then you can have a Dinobot combiner, it makes no sense in our fiction that we know. But kids would love that, I would think.
Well, look at all the third-party Dinobot combiners there are and how well they are selling. There is obviously a want for that.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, why not?
Yeah, here's my concern with that. If they did a combiner team of the Dinobots, you know, Grimlock, Slag Sludge, Swoop, and Snarl, and Paddles, they gotta do Paddles. My concern is, in order to be in any kind of decent scale to be dinosaurs and have it not look just silly, they would have to go a Titan-class box set like they did with Devastator. They would have to be larger Voyager-class dinosaurs to go along with like all the deluxe cars and stuff.
I think if they did a box set, again, with me being older and growing up when scale was not even a thing you even thought of because it just didn't make a difference. I think you could get away with four deluxes Dinobots and then one Voyager Grimlock for the torso.
Yeah.
But again, it's just, I think that would just be a really great thing, you know, for the fans of the Dinobot fans, for the kids to play with. Because can you imagine dinosaurs stomping around chewing on Decepticons, and then they make, and then you got Liokaiser coming in for the kill, and then Dinobots combine, and the Dinobots are like this, and you can crash them together and make them fight, you know, just,
and decrease the value of them.
They're meant to be played with.
Well, then, in my opinion, you could also have a more matched up set between the Dinobots and Devastator.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. It's just
that always bugged me. I'm sorry, but if you look at the G1, the fact that was the Autobots' answer to Devastator, I always was like, well, then what? Even way back then, I was like, well, then they should combine.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, here's something else that you could also take those five Dinobots. Now, again, this is not quite proper, but you could recolor them as five of the Dino King members and say they were Decepticon clones of the Dinobots and they formed Dino King. So you get your Japanese homage, Hasbro get a reuse out of the mold. You have a different character to work into the fiction or for the kids to play with.
Now, it's obvious that they're looking into that anyway. I mean, we're getting we just talked about it. Star Saber, which is in the Japanese part of their fiction. So I mean, they are looking into it. So I mean, to me, like you said, it's an easy repaint. Why not?
Yeah. Well, you know what would probably happen with that though. Is if they did that Dino King out of the Dinobot molds, it would probably end up a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and they would decide at the last minute, hey, let's not recolor them at all. Let's just give them extra chrome paint for no apparent reason.
And I was going to say, only if they add chrome to the most inappropriate spots, yes.
Chrome crotches across the
board. Because we almost got a Metro Titan, but no, we got Metroplex with chrome.
Extra gun or something.
Hippie Metroplex.
Yeah. But now there's one reveal from BotCon that we really can't show you because it doesn't technically exist in reality, other than a 3-second GIF on the screen. But
that was GIF.
I pronounce it GIF like the peanut butter. I've been told both ways. Overlord.
Yes.
Titan Master Overlord.
Did any pictures come out of that?
No.
Just the silhouettes.
Just the picture of the screen, I guess.
I am not entirely convinced that those silhouettes are not what we saw as the Megatron that we just discussed. That could also be what that is.
And the jet could be the Optimus Prime in jet mode.
That's another possibility.
But they did say they didn't want to lord it over us.
Wait a minute.
How's this?
I just had a revelation. If the Megatron is the tank / Blitzwing and the Optimus is the jet / I don't know, Star Saber or Laser Prime, whatever, what if both of those molds can combine into a kind of overlord? And so we're going to get Mega and Giga. But Optimus and Megatron will also be able to combine into something. Being that Megatron is now an Autobot in one of the comics or something. Yeah.
Were these not some of the pictures you were talking about?
Yes. Let me click on you.
Yeah, I highlighted it there. So hi,
Craig.
So you're looking at two of the pieces that they're speculating are Overlord.
Yeah, it wasn't those in particular, but it was a jet and a tank. It was a silhouette.
Yeah, it was the tank and the jet coming like this, and then vanishing behind the Titan Master's logo. So, and that, like I said, they said they weren't going to lord it over us because,
right.
You know, and I think you're right, Jim. If Megatron and Optimus that we see now are the mold bases for Mega and Giga, Prime and Megatron will be able to combine, but I think it'll be more of an afterthought just because of the molds.
That would break everybody's brain.
Yeah, rather than an actual, yes, you can do this, but why? Because it doesn't make any sense to combine the two unless it's like Nova Prime or just something else.
I'm going through my image gallery on Facebook now. As soon as I run across that image, I'll...
Don't screen share it? No, your image gallery, just for safety's sake.
No. Not that image gallery. This is a different gallery. It's not that one.
Oh, okay.
ambiguity.
Ugh.
Ha ha, innuendo.
Oh, where is it? There was another one I was looking at I thought was pretty nice. You know, the weird wolf and the highbrow and all those, those look really good.
Yeah.
We talked about the mind wipe, but where is it? There was, yeah. Alpha Trion.
Yes. The portrait.
I'm trying to find that picture for that one. That I never saw him in vehicle mode, and I just saw a picture of it.
He's been pictured in lion mode, but I don't think we've seen the jet mode.
I just saw it, and it looked really bad.
I'm ready to screen share the possible overlord that we were talking about.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Hang on. That button. I was going to add somebody to the hangout. No, that's not what we wanted to do. That one.
It's push been a long button. Time,
so bear with me for a second.
Did not that one.
Not that
there
one?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right. And those are the two silhouettes, and they were moving as they showed them. So they joined closer together, and my camera aim sucks. Apparently I'm looking at the ceiling. Hang on. Yeah, it was blurry, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think those two that I showed look anything like that.
Yeah, but they were going together in that fashion, and they overlap like that. So there's something planned or something going on. And then it says see you in 2017. And that was where the Hasbro panel ended off.
Yeah, so you know, again, this is what I'm thinking is that they're using the Mega and Giga to get Optimus and Megatron out there because they know Optimus Megatron sells. We'll get a Blitzwing from Megatron. Takara can get a possible Star Saber from Optimus. And then we'll wind up getting an Overlord down the road for both of us.
All right, well, here's your ship thingy mode thingy. Told you it wasn't much to look at.
Yeah, the lion mode isn't bad, but the
ship mode
is. Is that a lion? I thought it was a wolf. It's a lion?
It's supposed to be a lion with a pointy tail. He's excited.
It's
special. Wait, is that the handle of the sword?
Shoved up his butt, yep.
That poor lion. No wonder he looks so mean.
You know, there's so many jokes that we can make right there about the handle being ribbed, but I'm not going to go there.
I mean, that's almost as bad as Cybertron Megatron.
Classy.
The fiber key.
Yeah. Don't be a Richard. Don't be a Richard.
Don't be a Richard, damn it. Oh,
I have
all
to
right.
say, I'm not really super impressed with Alpha Trion. Not super.
Hey, you and everyone else. Yeah, that one. Although, now I got to find it. I thought I saw the robot mode, and I thought the robot mode was
okay.
Was all right.
Okay, one thing, Richard. I believe you're Jim's nephew. Okay, when I said don't be a Richard, I didn't mean you. Okay. There's a Richard is also another word that adult uses for some other stuff that
we,
you
can, we came no, up with that many many podcasts yeah, ago. Yeah, you need to go and research
but,
that.
Yeah, but kids can't use the other meaning, so don't try to find out what it is. It's not something you need to know about.
By the way, happy early 9th birthday!
Yes, happy birthday.
Him and his twin sister turn 9 on Monday.
All right.
So, hi guys. They're watching TFYLP for the very first time tonight.
Awesome.
With their granny. So, yeah.
It's good.
So,
I can't find it. Has anyone got a picture of the...
Which one?
Alpha Trion robot mode?
I'm
sure I can get a picture of a brick here from somewhere.
I'm going through the...
I honestly saw it real quickly, but I didn't think it was that bad.
The
headmaster was definitely... You looked at it and went... That's Alpha Trion.
There's
a nice little, you know, Fu Manchu.
Yes, I've got it. Right.
Hit it up.
I'll screen share it.
Found it, it's right here.
And of course, it's blurry. Let's check the next one. Even blurrier. Beautiful.
Which one is clearer, this one or this
is
one?
It A or B?
Oh, God, they're all horrible.
A or B?
No, that's crib.
Yeah, see, that's the crappy picture I showed.
Oh, I see what that was, Don. I see what you did there.
That was crib.
Terrible. That was terrible.
Got it! Oh, my God!
The humor.
It was a joke.
You know, we'll take our Emmy for comedy now, just like The Martian. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Just keep coming.
Right. Well, this one here was probably the clearest out of what I've got. I'm sure maybe Benson Yee or somebody probably has better quality images than I do. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right. That does look a little. I was going by memory. That does look better than I remember it looking.
Well, if they would pull up a close up of the headmaster too, the headmaster does look good.
Yeah.
It's just the other modes that look like crap.
Well, you know, it's the general rule of thumb is whenever you have a triple changer, one mode always suffers for the other two. I wonder how that's going to work out with Titan Masters, with all the Voyagers being, because we've talked about in the pre-show how Galvatron's jet mode really doesn't look like it's like.
Let me ask you this, just real quick, just based upon what you just said. All right, you said one mode out of a triple changer is always bad.
Well, generally one has to suffer. Generally.
Okay. Well, what about Blitzwing? G1 Blitzwing. Because in my opinion, the only mode that looked decent was the tank. I thought the robot mode was horrible. I thought the plane mode was horrible. It's just the only one that looked decent was a tank.
The plane mode, it looked all right from the top down, but otherwise it was thick. It was like a cheese wedge with landing gear.
It was just a
aerodynamics with
a big turn on the underneath.
Yeah, for that Blitzwing, aerodynamics was just a suggestion.
Yeah, no, it was implied. That's it.
Well, you know the reason why they called the G1 version Blitzwing, right? You know, he's a brick, so he's in the air and he just falls on whoever he's aiming at, and that's the blitz when the impact hits.
Well, actually, part of his bio is basically he changes to a tank at the last minute, and that's how he lands as a tank. That's how he defeats his enemies.
Nice.
Well, considering that he's already halfway there, got a tank under his belly. Yeah, why not? But in any case.
Tank right. For the memories. Sorry.
Oh, God. I think we might follow up on that. All right, let me see. Let me look for any more questions here before we probably, I think we're about done.
Just about.
Well, there's one other thing I thought we wanted to talk about what, and I'm not sure if this was a different show, I may be wrong, but what did we want to see after Titan Masters?
Oh, you're something talking about a different line?
Huh?
You're talking about after Titan?
I wasn't sure we want to talk about that. I can't remember if that was tonight or another show because I've been back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, but, we could throw it in.
One thing that I have heard online from different discussions and things, there seems to be a term going around as the possible name for the third part of the Prime Wars trilogy, of which Combiner Wars and Titans Return are a part of. And that being Combiner Force. I don't know if that's valid or if it's just somebody shooting crap out of their butt or what. But that just take it with a grain of salt. You know, that's a potential name for the third line.
What'd you say, Bryce?
They should probably do that in the bathroom.
Combiner Force?
Shooting crap out their butt.
Yeah, I wasn't dwelling on that, but thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, what if they took – what if the third incarnation that's yet to be revealed, what if they made smaller Combiner War-style figures like Micromaster Combiners or Monstructor
it just as that size, maybe a little bit bigger, and where all the figures can combine, basically like power core combiners, there's not drones, but there are other robots.
And watch that. That's going to be how we end up getting Abominus and the Dinobot combiner. They'll just be like this tall.
Well, I'm thinking like they would be about maybe half of a Voyager or maybe 3/4 of a Voyager size. But any figure in this combiner force line could be, you could mix and match force your Decepticons. Anybody could be a foot. Anybody could be an arm.
RC.
Maybe only certain ones could be a torso. I say maybe you've got a deluxe figure that's a standalone figure, but then you can add four scouts or whatever level they want to call that.
And go a step beyond. Make every member modular in that they can all be a torso or a limb and just do the multi-force land cross.
You're talking about the original Gestalt feature.
I suppose so.
Well, basically, everybody would be a Scramble City combiner.
Yeah,
That's what I meant. Yeah, the Scramble City where they interchanged limbs.
Yeah, well, more than limbs. Like you could be the pelvis, you could be the chest, you could be an arm.
I don't want to be the pelvis. You'd be the pelvis.
Hey, there were some pretty cool pelvises. I mean, look at Long Haul.
Okay. Pelvis has left the building.
Oh God.
Which results in a strange looking combiner, I might add, with no pelvis.
So Don, is this what happens when you have a lack of sleep?
I think I blame Ricey on that one.
But this is what happens when you have lack of sleep, right?
Yeah, my puns get even better.
They're just rolling. Oh my God.
But again, if I'm just thinking. We've gone with combiners, and then we've gone big with Titan Masters, and this is kind of what I'm thinking. Silly butt. It's okay. It's all right. I want to use a Digimon example here, just to show my train of thought.
You just weirded out our audio listeners when you called them silly butt. By the way.
Oh, I was talking to my cat. Talking to Massey. Okay. In Digimon Adventures 01. The kids had Digimon partners that they drew energy from to Digivolve. Okay. And Digimon 02, you had Digimon that drew energy and also combined with each other to, like, Paeldramon and other figures. In Digimon Tamers, you had humans and Digimon bio-merging to become the next level. In Frontier, you had humans becoming Digimon themselves. So you see how there's a natural progression there of greater interconnectivity. If we take Combiner Wars, which shows all the combining features, and then we take Titan Masters, which shows smaller robots and bigger robots working together, the next logical step to me would be combining smaller robots with greater interchangeability. So they've gone big with Titan Masters.
Mm-hmm.
They go small, but carry over the Combiner Wars from the first part. That's your natural progression, is smaller characters, more combiners, more interchangeability to make whatever character you want to make. That's where I see it going based on the building blocks that are there now.
You know, Don, just you describing those faces there, it reminded me of the latter half of G1, like from 87 through to 89, where they went from Fortress Maximus to the MicroMaster squads and the bases.
Right.
And if that's the case, if history bears repeating, then you know what it's going to be. It's going to end up being Action Masters again.
Okay, someone closer than me needs to smack him for suggesting that.
No.
I'm just saying.
I love it.
Action Masters.
Do you know how awesome it would be to have fully articulating Action Masters?
Precisely. The modern articulation, all the different joints and elbows and things. have the ability to either combine in some way for some reason, or have the partners to then combine in X amount of ways. Maybe even some similar to like the Minicons did with the Star Saber or the Skyboom Shield.
These guys, they learned their lesson the first time, though.
I don't know.
These guys are awesome.
But if they have super like that kind of articulation.
Yes.
Or like the Marvel Universe or Legends, whatever.
Yeah, that's a little bit bigger scale.
I just don't see Action Masters being a very heavy play pattern, because basically you're looking at G.I. Joe, and we all know the shape G.I. Joe's in right now.
Well, maybe not as static as Action Masters in 90 were, but something of a similar vein where transforming isn't the gimmick specifically.
You can't look at that. You can't look at Joe's and make that comparison. Yeah. Joe's did not have a movie back in the Pearl of those years. It had a quasi-horrible movie. It didn't have that.
But so, with the most awesome opening movie ever made. The G.I. Joe movie opening is the best opening, probably.
It was definitely up there. I'll give them that. But I mean, it gave us Nemesis, Enforcer, and Globulus.
In any case, what I'm trying to say is that you can't make that comparison. And if you really want to think about how bad Joe's are right now, if the movies continue to go the way they are and everything, you're going to see Transformers in the same boat here in a few years.
Yeah. I just don't see it going to the route of Action Masters, because the play pattern would not be as inclusive across the line unless you had gimmick partners that dealt with the combining, or they became armor or something along those lines.
The Action Master, my idea of, yes, I like the Action Master, is strictly from the collector's point of view. When it comes to selling toys, you're correct. There's no play value.
Yeah.
You have to have a play value for it.
Now, if they did Action Master Elites, that might be something interesting. You know, yes. As far as the higher level of transformation, the... You know, at least having something in there. Heck, if nothing else, Vangelis might get a new Omega Supreme, which would probably make him really happy.
That could work.
But, you know.
They'd have to use the Energon mold, though.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing them reissue that mold in Omega Supreme colors.
Wasn't it remolded for the Platinum release?
Yeah, I would probably buy that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I would like to see. You know, that's just where I think we're going, is smaller, more interchangeable combiners across the board.
I think it's a fair assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, what do you think? You're just going to stare up the sky.
I'd love some MicroMaster combiners.
I thought he was frozen there for a second. Maybe his connection dropped.
He was having his moment with...
I was having that.
He was having a moment in prayer.
Well, I think after that last pun of mine, I think he was praying for deliverance.
Yeah. I think you broke. Like you said, I think you're broken.
The other kind of deliverance.
Yeah. And of course, like Jim said, we sort of forgot to mention the artwork of Six Shot.
Yes.
We are getting a Titan Master Six Shot, which in Japan, if they don't call his head Daniel, I would be extremely shocked, considering in Headmasters those two had a friendship of sorts.
Uncle Six Shot?
And just to make Brian Kilby happy, he's the ninja consultant from Cybertron.
The ninja consultant.
The Star Dubs. I'm the Decepticon Ninja Consultant from Cybertron, is what Six Shot was in the Headmaster's dub from Malaysia.
Oh yeah, that's right, because that had Rodimus Prime, Billy, and what was it? The Power.
I don't know. I won't watch it out of principle because I loathe that dub and wish it would burn.
What they called the Matrix.
I wish it would burn.
Fell off the city.
Real quick, we also want to talk about Unicron.com, the Transformers collector site, and that they have an app, because as you know, there's an app for that. So make sure you look that up and download it. You need it.
Yep.
Yes.
All righty. Well, did we cover all our bases here? Everyone thinks so? We cover everything?
Yeah, I think we have a lot to look forward to. I just hope there's some surprises left for the rest of 2016.
I'm sure there will be, good and bad. And if we're talking about the presidential races and everything, it's going to be a lot of bad.
No, I'm not even thinking about that. I might need to get my passport so I can move to Canada.
And I was going to say, if this keeps up, Bryce, I'm coming to move in with you.
If you know that like nuclear fallout comes up, and if he pisses off Putin, I'm going south. Other side of the wall, man.
This wall.
Mexico built the wall. I'm going down on the other side.
Putin like the fries?
Yeah.
Russian dude. Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know, we all know that Russia is a very high class place. You know, they're always putting on the Ritz. So.
That's it. All right. We're done, okay?
If there's one thing we can take away from the 2016 election and all the candidates, we know for sure that there are definitely absolutely no headmasters anywhere in Washington. No intelligence, no speed, no nothing. No. It's just flatline.
Absolutely.
Your stats are broken.
That is true.
Right.
So, all right. I think we've hit this one right on the head. Get it? So we're done.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead.
Right on. So, all right. So for Bryce, would you like to say goodbye?
See you guys later.
Headmaster Don.
Goodbye.
Peroni Prime.
Later, guys.
And I am Megama saying, I can't believe you survived this whole ordeal. And I'm sorry for the bad puns, but... tune in next time for more bad puns and a little bit of news and a little bit of fun. Take care.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening. And ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting. And on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.